The vital statistics today are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died October 13th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, October 25th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery and Melanchthon Creek. Friends may call at the church on Saturday, October 25th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Gene Slaney is survived by four daughters, Sandra and Alan Madison, Cindy Feltman, Sue and Jim Holberg, and Sally and Scott Gald. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Two brothers, John, Jake, and Joe, and Eunice Ann. One sister, Eldora, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89 of Richland Center. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died on Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan, three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, siblings John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jay Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died on October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, November 1st from 9 until noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deirdre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Lucille Wankerl is survived by five children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Hussam of Plain, and Mary and Mark Pack of Arena, son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Anthem, Arizona. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, two sisters, Irene and Don Raggetts of Danbury, Connecticut, and Doris and Bob Hayes of Prescott Valley, Arizona. Brother-in-law Anthony Wankerl of Sauk City, and sister-in-law Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain. Ruth Martin, 87, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, October 22nd, at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ruth Martin is survived by her daughter, Judy and Dan Weeder of Richland Center. Five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sister Josephine Kolinsky of Reedsburg, countless nieces and nephews. Ruth Martin, 87, of Richland Center.